Now, you might remember we spoke to Adam Doyle in the past about needing a medical card for his son Noah. Noah is now 2 years old, but he was born with multiple health challenges and needs 24/7 care. However, one of his conditions is scoliosis, and while it was diagnosed on day one, he has yet to see a specialist more than 800 days later. And Adam Doyle is on the line. Adam, good morning.
Hi, Pat.
Now, let's go back. I know it's painful even to think about it, but the day Adam was born and so many health problems were discovered on that day.
Yeah, so I guess with Noah's history, we would have known about halfway through the pregnancy, some issues on scans and stuff had come to light. So kind of the final 3 months of the pregnancy would have been done with the fetal abnormality clinic in the Rotunda Hospital. So we were certainly aware that he had a heart problem, a heart defect. They had done some other tests on different bits and pieces to try and work out if it was a general kind of genetic disorder, which had all come back okay. But yeah, from the day he was born and they could actually examine him properly, it became kind of very clear very quickly that there was multiple issues that he would face.
Now, in addition to scoliosis, which I've mentioned, what other issues require this intensive care that he needs?
Okay, so Noah's biggest issue or the most highlighted issue and the most urgent issue when he was born was that he had a heart defect. His heart didn't form properly and that the different chambers had holes and valves were coming out of different sides of his heart. So that was his primary thing. As he, you know, as he came into the world and he grew, he has a food aversion, so he can't really eat food. He's fed through a tube that goes into his stomach. He has developmental delay kind of physically and mentally. So I guess to give you an idea of it, if you picture a kind of a six-week-old or a 10-week-old baby, so they lie, they kind of roll side to side but can't roll over, can't talk, can't eat, can't really hold anything, can't sit up. That's Noah now, despite obviously being over 2 years old. So he kind of requires that attention that you kind of need, I guess, for a newborn baby, despite the fact that he's now over two.
And let's just park scoliosis for a moment. What are the prospects for Noah actually developing, you know, more slowly than other children, but getting there in the end?
We, and I guess as doctors, can't be 100% sure exactly where that lies. We have a genetic consultant in Crumlin who is doing a lot of work and testing, you know, different DNA and blood samples from us, from Noah, from everybody to try and pin down a specific genetic diagnosis. As yet, they have been unable to do that. Everything would certainly point that he will have a certain period of life. They can't kind of say, you know, he lived till he's 10 or 12 or 20 or a full life. They really just don't know. But yeah, he certainly will develop and has developed much more slowly than other kids. But at the same time, you know, I'm conscious we're talking all these problems. You know, Noah will smile at you. He'll giggle if you make silly noises. He loves listening to music. He loves Mickey Mouse on TV. He's developed to the point where if it's not the right episode of Mickey Mouse that you're putting on, he can kind of give out enough to let you know it's not the right episode of Mickey Mouse. So, you know, there certainly is a prospect there for him to have a life. And I guess as parents, all we want is that he has as much kind of happiness and as pain-free an existence as he can have.
Now, tell me how the scoliosis impacts on him every day.
Well, just at that fundamental level that, you know, from his, he can sit up. And when we talk to his physios, the reason he can't sit up is because his back is completely twisted. He can't even use his arms properly because his back pitches him completely to one side. So his shoulder doesn't have the movement or the flexibility to be able to function normally. That's in a functional capacity. The other issue is that whatever's gone on since the scoliosis has progressed, it's obviously nipping at nerves or it's doing something within his back that causes him great pain. So it's not a permanent thing, but he will have episodes during a day, which for every reason, be it that he moves slightly in one direction and it nips something and he just screams uncontrollably. It's difficult to describe, It's as if somebody has stuck a knife into him. That's really the only way I can describe it.
And on a good day, how many of these would he have? On a bad day, how many would he have?
So on a good day, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 kind of times. Generally, once you lift him up and kind of console him, a couple of minutes later, he'll come round and he can go back to being very happy. On bad days, which are less frequent than the good days, but on bad days, this could be 40, 50, 60. On bad days, we end up in A&E in Crumlin with him, because it gets to the point where we're concerned that there's something much more seriously wrong. We've been in A&E in Crumlin in the middle of the night numerous times.
Now, the scoliosis was diagnosed on day one.
Yeah.
You have yet to see a specialist in infantile scoliosis?
Correct, yeah. So in the rotunda, obviously with the baby, Noah was born and brought straight to ICU. And like that, because they then had him in the world, it was about, you know, looking at all ends. So he had a fairly thorough examination of all parts of him and his body. They observed the scoliosis immediately at that time. Obviously, at that time, his heart condition was a much bigger, you know, focus and issue, and rightly so. So we went, when he was about 4 months old, and his scoliosis, the curvature accelerated very quickly. It became a much more pronounced thing. And he was referred as an inpatient. So while he was in Crumlin at one point, in the heart centre, his cardiac team referred him down to the orthopaedic clinic and said, look, this kid's here. You don't have to worry about an outpatient appointment. Can you come up and see him? And for whatever reason, and these things happen, that appointment kind of fell through. They weren't able to see him in the hospital. So he then had an MRI, because obviously you need an MRI to kind of look at this and to see what else it could be impacting within his body. So that threw up that he had what they classed as a severe scoliosis when he was 8 months old. It also threw up other little things, that he had narrowed vertebral arteries and stuff like that, which may not be an issue, but because of twisting of his spine, he only has one vertebral artery that's really doing anything. If that then gets nipped, you know, that can kill him. And that was referred then to the outpatients department. We got a letter to say it would be triaged and that an appointment would be forthcoming. And that was in September 2015.
September 2015. Mm-hmm. And we're now April 2017.
Yeah.
Has there been any explanation offered to you at all as to why baby Noah, who is in such pain and in such great need, and, you know, when you look at the combination of challenges he has, I mean, he's someone you'd imagine who should go top of the list.
I'm certainly not a doctor, and I appreciate every parent probably wants their kid to be top of list. Every pediatric specialist that we've dealt with, general pediatrics, all the different clinicians that he sees, they're all quite taken aback when they see him again, ask about his scoliosis, and realize he hasn't yet been seen. When I've phoned the hospital numerous times, all I've been told, and I appreciate it's not the person on the end of the phone's fault, but all you're told is that he currently is on a list, he doesn't have an appointment, and each time, including up until last week, they can give me no indication as to when an appointment will become available.
So he's on a list,
yeah,
but no appointment, schedule that you can look forward to September or August and say, well, at least it's coming. There is no promise,
no,
except that there will be an appointment someday.
I'm not just, you know, sitting around waiting for this to happen. A lot of different things we could talk about, lots of different areas of Noah's care. He's had seizures for 6 to 8 months. He's currently on a waiting list to see a neurologist. Every time he has a seizure in front of a nurse or a doctor, they become quite panicked and give you that kind of trying to be calm about it, but panicked look to say, you really need to get this looked at.
Yeah.
We're still waiting on that.
Now, people will say, you know, maybe if you can afford it, go privately. If you can't, maybe try to crowdfund a treatment for Noah. Is that an option?
No. So with a lot of things in Noah's care, we have gone privately. I own my own business. My wife had to give up her job, obviously, to look after Noah, which is fine. We wouldn't have it any other way. We were lucky in that prior to Noah being born, we had been saving for a number of years to build a house. We kind of had that little family dream, I guess, that a lot of people have, that we'd build our own house and, you know, have a family to come into it. And we've been able to spend that money we put aside for different private treatments. You know, we've we've had no in different countries. We've had, you know, tests done in different countries. We've had him see private specialists here where we needed to. With his scoliosis, one of the things that they have to do to, obviously, to monitor the curve and to see what's going on is they have to do an MRI. And with a kid like that, you obviously can't sit him, you know, into that machine there for half an hour and sit still, please. So you have to knock him out. Because of Noah's heart and also because how difficult he is to intubate, that can't be done anywhere in the country except Crumlin. We've gone to Santry, we've spoken to the offices of the Crumlin orthopaedic surgeons and consultants who have private clinics in Santry and Blackrock, and we've asked them about it. But when we explain the situation, they've simply said that they don't have the capacity, ability, or are in no way willing.
It has to happen in Crumlin.
It has to be in Crumlin, yeah.
You've written to TDs, government TDs and Fianna Fáil TDs. Have you had any response?
As yet, no. I guess they've only had it a day or whatever it is. It was a breaking point for me over the weekend in the middle of the night. There's only so long you can go without sleep. And look, this isn't about us. You know, our life is completely different than we ever thought it would be. But that's fine. You know, we feel very lucky to have Noah. Our life kind of has to revolve around him, and we're very happy for that to be the case. We don't need the government to do... We never really thought we'd need them to do anything for us. I've always been of the opinion that I'm responsible for my life. You know, I pay more and create more in tax than I get wages or salary from my business because of the people that I employ. I have no issue with that. That's part of being society and, you know, helping each other out. But there are just certain things that you need your country to step up with, and that is stuff like, you know, these highly complicated, highly technical medical things.
And it's not as if Noah is looking for terribly expensive drugs at 100 grand a year or anything like that. He's looking for an appointment with an infantile scoliosis specialist.
That's all. Probably 25 minutes. He'll need an MRI again, of course. The MRI we currently have is now almost 2 years old, so it's useless. It's a coffee cup holder, really.
I mean, its only value is as a reference to what you might now discover with the MRI and see how things have changed.
Yeah,
but that's all.
That's exactly it, yeah.
We told Our Lady's Hospital in Crumlin that we were going to talk about this particular case, and we got a response from them, and I'll read it to you. The new orthopaedic theatre at Our Lady's Children's Hospital Crumlin opened on the 7th of April as planned for 1 day per week. It is planned that the new orthopaedic theatre at OLCHC will increase capacity to 3 days per week in June, July 2017. The HSE will shortly publish a 2017 Scoliosis Action Plan and the 2017 Waiting Lists Action Plan. What do you make of that?
I think it always amazes me how you can word something in such a way to make it all seem great. Look, if those things all happen, fantastic. That theatre that they have opened 2 weeks ago for 1 day a week, you know, cost us in this country 15 million euro and about 2.5 million euros to put equipment into. It's been built for 2 years, and it's now open for 1 day a week.
Shocking.
2 weeks ago.
Now you can understand that the people in Crumlin will be saying, you know, we don't have the resources. I presume they funded the theatre themselves because they do an awful lot of very worthwhile fundraising in Crumlin, but they don't have the resources to give it the personnel it needs.
Yeah. It frustrates me. I run a business. I appreciate my business isn't as complicated as the HSC. I've worked in big organisations and understand them. This very day, today, in Crumlin Hospital, there are people from Stanmore Orthopaedic Hospital in London visiting people with scoliosis in Crumlin that our state will then pay huge amounts of money for that hospital to take those kids to England to treat them. They'll take the families away from the support and the care system they may have with friends and families at home. And they'll pay all that money. I don't know the exact figures, but I guarantee if four or five of those treatments weren't done, the money that they would save would employ a new orthopaedic surgeon, would employ the team, and we'd have them all year round, not just for one or two treatments. We just seem to do things in just such a backward, upside down way. It's crazy.
Vic in Donegal says, what a country we live in, only 4 or 5 million people with hundreds of politicians sitting arguing over healthcare every day. Meanwhile, that poor child suffers. Then the geniuses pick St. James Hospital. It beggars belief. Orla says, if the parents caused this pain to their child, they'd be convicted of abuse. The state is abusing this child. You know, Adam, you're a man of great patience. You're a man of great patience. I know you're at your wit's end now and you've finally written to the TDs to get a response. They'll be, you know, enjoying their Easter holiday and so on. But, I think I would have chained myself to the Lewis rails at St. James's long before this to try and make the point to people who simply won't listen.
Yeah, I guess in our situation, it's certainly a thought that has crossed my mind. I know my dad has offered to go and chain himself to all kinds of things. It's difficult when you're in it because, to be honest, you live day to day. So, my wife does the greatest job in the world. You know, how she has the love and the patience and the care to look after our son the way she does. But you kind of live day to day. It's about helping her get through the day. It's about doing 12 hours at work to provide the money that he needs for the care that he needs, and then getting home and trying to help out a little bit and giving her a little break. It's difficult to stand back and come up with the great big plans to, you know, fight this at any kind of a great level. There's always kind of something around the corner with a kid like Noah, which is very unfortunate for him and very difficult for him. But you just, you know, I in that little letter I wrote, it was all kind of middle of the night, up in the air, all over the place. But, you know, one of the things I did say at the end of it is that we fully understand and appreciate that healthcare maybe isn't overly easy and that there is no such thing as a perfect system, and that we're not looking for a situation where it's easy to look after Noah or, you know, life to the breeze, but just that it can be possible for us to look after him. And at the moment, it just doesn't seem to be.
Yeah. Well, you certainly have done your share. I mean, you can't say to a parent that it's above and beyond the call of duty, because that's not the way parents feel about caring for a child. But you certainly are giving the very best that you can to Noah, and you can't organise an MRI. You can't be a scoliosis specialist. Only the state can provide that. And it's got to happen, and it's got to happen now.
Yeah.
All right. Look, Adam, you know, our listeners are so moved by your story. There are a lot of tough cases out there, but certainly Noah's situation just demands immediate redress.
Yeah.
All right, look, Adam, thank you very much for sharing the story with us, and we need to know that this is going to happen quickly, and we'll bring all the pressure we can to bear. The politicians are out there. They should be listening. They do listen, we know. So let's get action.
Thank you.
Adam Doyle, thank you very much for joining us.